China has blasted U.S. Senator Rick Scott's accusation that Beijing is trying to slow down or sabotage the development of a COVID-19 vaccine by Western countries. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hua Chunying said the senator should present the evidence for his accusation. Hua also said the research and development of a vaccine is not a competition between China and the United States, but a battle between humans and the new coronavirus.China's top economic planner has said that complementarity outweighs competition between the Hainan Free Trade Port and the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region. Both the positioning and industry focus of the two regions are different. A master plan for the Hainan Free Trade Port released earlier this month aims to build China's largest special economic zone into the front line of the country's integration into the global economic system.China's second-largest e-commerce company, JD.com, has started stock offering of a secondary IPO in Hong Kong with a price of no more than 236 Hong Kong dollars, or just over $30 per share. The company is planning to raise about $3.75 billion by offering 133 million shares. The e-commerce company raised nearly $1.8 billion when it listed on the NASDAQ in 2014. The dual listing is expected to make JD.com more competitive against its e-commerce rivals such as Amazon and Alibaba. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has said she is confident New Zealand has halted the spread of the coronavirus. It's been 17 days since the last new case was reported, while 40,000 have been tested in that time.Monday also marks the first time since late February that there have been no active cases. Ardern also announces the cabinet has agreed to another phase of the country's reopening.
At level one, we can hold public events without limitations. Private events such as weddings, functions and funerals without limitations. Retail is back without limitations. Hospitality is back without limitations. Public transport and travel across the country is fully opened.
She says her government's focus will be on the country's borders, where isolation and quarantine will continue. The New York Times editor James Bennett has resigned due to a controversial op-ed published Wednesday. The piece by Republican Senator Tom Cotton, titled Sending the Troops, advocated deployment of the military across the United States to help respond to violence and chaos that erupted in protests over George Floyd's death.The op-ed was met with widespread criticism that it put African Americans in danger, as many believe the presence of military force would lead to an escalation of tensions. Its publication has also prompted criticism within the newspaper. Over 800 staff members have signed a letter of protest to senior editors at the company's executives.Thousands of people have taken part in 11th straight day of peaceful protests over the death of George Floyd, with the National Guard troops leaving the second largest city of the United States. Los Angeles officials said some troops would begin departing Sunday evening. Local media also reported that the troops would be pulled out of all California cities. More than 7,000 National Guard troops were deployed to Los Angeles, San Francisco, Sacramento, and other cities last weekend to assist local law enforcement to maintain social security amid protests across the Golden State.Vietnam has ratified a trade deal with the European Union, which is expected to boost the country's manufacturing sector and exports. When it takes effect next month, the EU will lift 85% of its tariffs on Vietnamese goods and gradually cut the rest over the next 7 years. Vietnam will lift 49% of its import duties on EU exports and phase out the rest over 10 years. Vietnam is the EU's second largest trading partner in Southeast Asia, with the trade turnover reaching $56 billion last year.